I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Matt Wenzel, the one and only. Matt, have you been up to Cranberry? I know this is, you know, I don't know if it's that time yet. I know we're getting close. Guys are up there. I know you skate sometimes up there. Is that the kind of point in the year that we're at this point?
Yeah. I actually skated there this morning, not with NHL players, but with a bunch of other middle-aged men who can hardly bend over to tie their skates anymore. But yeah, I popped in there from time to time, and guys are slowly trickling back in. This morning, I saw Chad Ruedel on the ice with his like 2-year-old son. So it's not really high-level training yet, but these guys are back in the building, and just kind of based on what, you know, I'm seeing from Instagram messages and stuff like that, it sounds like we're going to start to see Penguins players flock to Cranberry and start to really pick up these informal skates. Right now, it's just a few guys out on the ice who are in the area, getting in some work, but I think we're going to start to see things picking up here real soon, and training camp is, what, less than 3 weeks away? Where did the summer go?
Man, that's crazy. I was also complaining earlier, why do they only trickle in hockey? Like, guys don't trickle onto the field in baseball. They don't trickle onto the field in football, but they trickle onto the ice in hockey. That's something I just don't understand. Not that I expect you to have an answer for that.
Frozen water here. No answer for you.
Nice. Okay. So there seemed to be a confusion or being surprised by it or whatever with Sullivan's 3-year contract extension. I don't understand the fuss. I mean, they clearly want the guy to be a part of this thing. Maybe it was unnecessary. What was your interpretation of the Sullivan contract move and news from last week?
I just think it speaks to the fact that, you know, Ron Hextall and Brian Burke, you know, kind of right away, once they got to work with Mike Sullivan closely, a year ago now, a year and a half ago, they quickly were impressed by the way he conducts himself. Obviously the star players like playing for him. There's times from time to time they have to have hard conversations with Mike Sullivan, but it's clear the players still respect him. And I think Fenway Sports Group, when they came in, everything they saw from him too, they were impressed. I mean, make no mistake, this guy is one of the top 5 to 7 coaches in the league to maybe be a little conservative. So there's no question it's a great quote. He's a great coach. I just think this contract extension just speaks to the fact that they don't feel that he's been the problem with these early exits. They don't feel that, you know, his voice has gotten stale or his tactics are completely obsolete. They think he's a good coach. They think he's flexible. And based on everything they've done this offseason, other than shaking up the blue line, they're basically doubling down on last year's team and just saying, look, right or wrong, I don't know if I necessarily agree with them, but they believe that it was just injuries and relatedly poor goaltending that did him in, and it had nothing to do with the stars or the coaching. So they committed to Sullivan. So they got a lot of money too. So even if they have to turn around and move on from him in a year, they certainly have the financial resources to do that. But it was a little curious just because they didn't need to do it. But it just speaks to how much they believe in him.
Yeah, I feel like it sends a message to your team, your stars, whatever. And maybe that's reading too much into it. I also made the point that you did when I was talking about this a little bit on Saturday. I'm like, John Henry probably has that amount of money in his wallet right now, whatever the buyout on Sullivan's contract would be. Like, they're not going to be financially burdened by doing something there.
No. That's exactly it. And it just speaks to really everything that's been since Hextall and Burke came in. It's been about continuity. We all, especially that first year, kind of thought there could be a shakeup after they lost in the first round of the playoffs under new management. But Now that we know more about their vision and how they carry themselves, particularly Hextall, it's clear that they very much believe in continuity, right or wrong, and not just kind of shaking things up for the sake of shaking things up.
Jason Mackey on 93.7 The Fan, joined now by Matt Wentzel, Penguins beat reporter for the Post-Gazette, does a fantastic job along with Mike DeFabo covering the Penguins for our newspaper. And Matt, they had sort of a, it was a busy offseason, right? But the continuity was the name of the game, and you know, bringing back the band, so to speak. Like, do you feel better about what they've done? Are you encouraged by where they are, or do you still have questions about what this roster is going to look like for the opener?
I just kind of feel so indifferent about it. And the reason I say that is I kind of feel like they were damned if they did and damned if they didn't when it came to bringing all these guys back. I just think it's so hard to win. And just with the age of their top players, like, and the options available to them, I don't know, like, had they moved on from some of these guys, I'm not sure they would be better. So I think it's perfectly logical for them to run it back. But yeah, I just don't know. I mean, they obviously believe that, you know, if it wasn't for, you know, injuries and goaltending, they would have went on a run. I watch teams like Colorado, Tampa, even Carolina, even though they sputtered down the stretch, and just thought those teams were on just a different level, a higher level. And in the case of Colorado, maybe two or three levels. But I think it's sensible to bring it back. I mean, they certainly got great values on Letang in particular, Malkin, Russ. So, I think it makes sense to run it back, but they're really banking on Tristan Jarry to take another step forward. They're counting on a different type of blue line group there. And, they're banking on Jason Zucker and Kapanen, you know, actually coming close to living up to the high expectations that came in there acquired. And I just think that's asking a lot, in particular with, you know, Crosby, Malkin, and Letang being another year older this year, and even guys like Jake Gensel and Brian Rust as well. But I think one way or another, I just don't know. I don't know if there was like a set of moves out there for them this summer that would vault them back into being like a true upper echelon contender.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm curious what you think specifically about the defense. I really like the Petrie addition. Anything else stand out to you? And sort of going off of that, like, do they still have a defenseman to trade? Do you think they're done, or are they going to try to, like, it seems like they have 72 defensemen right now. Is that just, like, me not completely understanding, or, like, what do you think of their defense, and then do you still see, you know, maybe a move to be made there?
Yeah, I wouldn't rule it out just because you look at the fact that they do need to get under the cap, and they do have a lot of defensemen. I mean, they do have, with the youngster they acquired in the Marino trade, Ty Smith. I mean, they could send him down to Wilkes-Barre to start the year, without having to worry about him getting claimed. But if he comes out and looks great in camp, I mean, he spent parts of the last 2 years in the NHL, then they're going to be forced to maybe make some tougher decisions. But I just think if you move on from one of these left-shot defensemen, whether it's Dumoulin or Pettersson, you're just leaving yourself incredibly thin, I think, at least with proven options. So I don't know how they're going to get, you know, how ultimately they'll go about getting under the cap, but I think probably this is going to be the group we see. And, worst case scenario for them, they send a guy like Mark Friedman down to Wilkes and maybe he gets claimed or something like that. But I just think if you're moving up from Pettersson too, which I think is probably the one we're looking at because we've been looking at him for 2 years now, I just think it's asking a lot then to have P.O. Joseph and this Ty Smith kid suddenly being your second and third lefties.
Yeah. Chatting with Matt Wentzel from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Couple more minutes with Matt here. But Matt, you know goalies. You love goalies. You love talking about goalies. Are you encouraged comfortable with any evolution that Tristan Jarry may be making this season, and also deciding to run it back with Casey DeSmith as opposed to going on the market and getting anything. What do you think of their goalie situation at this point?
Sure, I'll give a quick plug. I do love goalies. I have a very big piece coming out here in the next week for a historical goalie gear buff. So look for that. And yeah, as for the duo, I think Tristan Jarry showed me a lot last year. The way he bounced back from what happened in the playoffs against the Islanders, he took his game to another level. He was playing more free, loose, wasn't as kind of robotic out there. And I do think that helped with the switch to Andy Kyoto as goalie coach. And then even though he was playing on a bad foot in the playoffs and obviously allowed 4 goals, I just like his body language in that game and how he carried himself just suggested that he was a different goalie than he was a year ago. We didn't get to see it because the Penguins lost, of course, but it did suggest that maybe he had cleared a mental hurdle and he was ready to go for that. And he wasn't going to be, wilt in the spotlight. So I'm eager to see what happens with him. He was a worthy all-star. I also think he's well short of that Vezina level. And for him, it's consistency because he's still the same guy that we've seen the last few years where he'll have like a stretch of like 6-7 weeks where he's unbelievable. And then the rest of the year, he's kind of so-so. And when you look at his number at the end, you're like, wow. So I think he's just kind of continuing to be consistent. And when you covered the Penguins 4 years ago, that's something they were harping on with Tristan. And as for Casey, I've enjoyed covering Casey, and maybe he'll bounce back. But I would have looked to upgrade there. He's dealt with injuries. That's the name of the game. But the last 2 years, he wasn't there when they needed him. Last year, they could hardly play him until March before he turned his game around. So I would have looked to upgrade there, and maybe they, did their behind-the-scenes kicking of tires and concluded that they couldn't afford an upgrade. But I do think, that's going to be a position to watch with Casey there. Just even if he does get his game back together and he's more consistent, you still wonder if he's going to have another, groin abdominal injury because it seems to be a recurring theme for him. And he's no young pup. I mean, he's 30, 31 right now.
So without giving away the store, what do you mean historical goalie equipment?
I'll just come out there because I don't think anyone else would ever want to write this.
Not with the verve you will, my friend.
Mentally ill as me. But, I looked at the evolution of goalie gear over the last 50 years and how it coincides with how the position is played being changed. I mean, starting with the mask, the butterfly revolution and Patrick Waugh, Garth Snow and his gigantic goalie gear to the pads getting smaller and absolutely helping goalie. And now just recent advances in goalie pads and now goalie skates in the last 10, 15 years that have put the position at a level it's never been before. So I talked to a lot of people, Marc-Andre Fleury. Do I need to say anyone else? Cause that's the selling point right there. But like some great stories from Jim Rutherford about playing without a mask and, Ron Hextall. So been kind of a little summer project for me. So, I believe it's going to be in Thursday's paper. It might get pushed back. I'm excited to share with everyone. Cause I don't know. I enjoyed it. I don't know if everyone's as crazy as I am about goalies, but I enjoyed reporting it.
Yeah. Well, who cares about everybody else? If you enjoy doing the work, man, that's all that matters. I'll look forward to reading it. The only other question I have for you is, what do you have against all of us in the Post-Gazette Fantasy Football League, and why did you run from us? Why do you hate us, Matt?
Well, I just learned today that my departure from the league killed the league. So I do feel bad about that. I would have stayed in it to keep the league going. But I'm in a few leagues. I actually have like 2 drafts here tonight. I'm in a dynasty league. I love fantasy football. Like earlier I was washing dishes, listening to a fantasy football podcast. So
peak dadding
or mowing the lawn, changing kitty litter, whatever, just listening to a podcast. But, I found with the Post Gazette league last year, just people really weren't all that engaged and people didn't have a lot of skin in the game, so to speak. So that's why I was kind of like, I don't know if like people were super into it last year. And if other people aren't into it, then I'm not going to get into it. But had I known that I was the one who killed the league, I would have stuck around. I would have anteed up a small sum and drafted a team.
I'm still holding out hope that we can get this figured out, although it is very, very late in the game.
We have 3 days here.
I know. All right. Matt Venzel from the Post-Gazette, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks for having me, Jason.
All right. There he goes, Matt Venzel, at Matt Venzel on Twitter. You can follow him there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.